Անդոր Եղորդու Եղորդուին ծրփու Ամեն. The church calendar calls today New Sunday or Second Easter, the Second Easter. And there's two reasons for this. The first is that it is the first Sunday after Easter. And as you hopefully know, because you came last week to church, you know that I spoke about the eighth day of creation, how the world is created in 8 days. The seventh day we know in the Bible, but the eighth day begins with Christ's resurrection. And we are living in the eighth day now. And so today is the eighth day of the eighth day. Sometimes it's referred to as the octave of Easter. But it is the eighth day of the eighth day. It is the eternal day of the eternal day. But it's also called New Sunday or Second Easter because it is the beginning of the lectionary in the Armenian Church. That is to say, our church fathers in their great wisdom decided that once we celebrate the resurrection and its new life, we are also going to start a new life in the reading of the scriptures. And from this day until Pentecost, the entire, all four gospels are read each day, a little bit each day until Pentecost. It is also a time that we read the book of the Acts of the Apostles. This is why every Sunday we hear the Acts of the Apostles. What have they done? What did they do after Christ's resurrection and after his ascension? What did they do? How was the church formed? And what troubles they went through? But it's also a time, as we know, Lent is that time when we're supposed to learn our faith. The resurrection season is the time we put our faith to practice. We've learned, we've studied, now we must put it to work. And so we are going to, throughout this entire Easter season, learn how to put what we've learned and what we're learning and what we are supposedly believing into a reality. Our church fathers, as I said, have decided that all the readings of the Gospels are read from beginning to end, from this day until Pentecost. And we do this so that we can fully understand who Christ is and what Christ did in his life. If we were to come, if we had all the services every day, every morning service we would read from the Gospel of Luke. Every midday service we would read from the Gospel of John. That's why all the Gospel readings from now until Pentecost for the Gospels during Patarach will be from the Gospel of John. And then in the evening service, we would have gospel readings from Mark and Matthew in that order. But when the faithful come and they hear the gospel, they learn who Christ is, and they learn how they must live their life. We see, we hear, and we learn. Now, there is a great divide in Christianity, and we know this, especially living in the United States. We know that many Western countries belong to the Protestant group, the Protestant churches. And a lot of the Eastern churches belong to the, we call apostolic or Orthodox churches, the ancient churches. And when you ask someone from the Western church, that is the Protestant church, what is the Word of God, a majority, if not all of them, will answer the Bible. And this is not wrong. This is true. It is the Bible. When we ask someone from the Eastern churches,
okay.
Don't dissuade children from coming, Chet. Christ said, I love you. When we ask someone from the Eastern churches to come to the to what is the Word of God, right? A majority of them will answer Christ. Christ is the Word of God. And that is what we hear in today's gospel reading. We hear how the Word of God, Christ, became man, took body, and lived amongst us. He lived, he suffered, he died with us. Both are correct. The Bible is the Word of God. Christ is the Word of God. They are the same. We just look at them from different positions. But it is also today that we hear how God, the Father, took his Word, the Son, and made him a reality. And we, when we hear the gospel, must put that reality, or must put that word that we hear to work. Must make it a reality. Must show people that Christ is not some spirit, which many people think, some spirit up in heaven floating above, but he is a reality in this world today. There's once a story of a boy who's always studying and memorizing the Bible. And so he reads the Bible every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And so he goes to school and he sees a girl being bullied and being persecuted by her fellow classmates. And the verse that comes to the boy's mind is, "The Lord is my refuge and my fortress." Because he remembers the Bible passage when he sees this happening. He then goes, when he comes to walk home, he sees a homeless man asking for food and for money. And immediately he thinks to himself Christ's words when he quotes the psalmist. And it says, "A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which comes from the Lord's mouth." He then says, he then reaches home and he sees his neighbor, an old woman who hardly ever comes out of the house, but she's outside and she's watering the plants. She does shut in. And immediately he remembers the psalm that says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me." And he's so proud of himself that at every event, at every opportunity, he remembers the gospel. He remembers the word of God. And it comes to him. So, being proud of this, he goes to church. And he goes to confession and he tells his priest, he goes, "Father, I saw this girl, I saw this homeless man, I saw my neighbor, and I remembered the gospel, I remembered the Bible, I remembered all these verses." And the priest says, "Memorization is very good, memorization is good, but is useless if you don't put it to work." You did not defend that little girl, you did not feed the homeless man, and you did not visit your neighbor. Learning, memorizing, and remembering the Bible in particular is a wonderful thing to do. And I encourage all of us to do this. But we must fulfill what we have read by putting it to work. Contrary to popular belief, when Christ returns and he judges all of us, we will not be judged by our knowledge of the Bible. We will not be judged by how much we know of theology, where church history went wrong, and all of these things. We will be judged by our actions, by what we have done, and what we have not done. God will take a scale. He's not going to, as I said in our meeting, give us a multiple choice test, and ask us, "Who was the first apostle I called? Andrew, Mark, Luke, or John?" And A, B, C, D, and we get to choose. It's not Scantron. It is a weight, a scale. And in one plate, he will put all of the good things we have done. And in the other scale, in the other plate, he will put all the bad things we have done. And all the good things we did not do. And he will see which one is heavier. And that will determine which way we go. Up or down. Do not be fooled into thinking, memorizing, and repeating verses is going to do everything for us. It is doing the things that we have learned and putting them to practice and making Christ a reality in this world today. So on this new Sunday, I pray that we start a new life. I pray that we start living in this resurrection season and we put God's word to work, to take it out of the Bible, out of the book, and put it into this world. And just as the Gospel of John says, "The Word became man, took body, and lived amongst us," likewise, we must make that reality true today so people can see Christ in us and in our actions. And so that they too will know that on that final day, when we are all judged, we will be judged by what we do, not by what we know. Amen.
Thank you.